Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour, hosted by Gretchen Garrity, as normal, just me this week. And this week's episode, I feel like, has been one that I've thought about for a while. I feel like I always say that. Or have wanted to talk about specifically for a while, I guess is a good way to put it, because I think I've mentioned things about this topic or similar to this topic in the past. So obviously by the title today, we are just talking about how to stay motivated to work out and also just like living a healthy lifestyle in general, because I think that means so much more than working out, eating healthy, which is what I think you mainly think of. So I'm really excited to just talk about this, and I feel like I get questions about this all the time. If I ever ask, like, what do you guys want to hear about on the podcast, it's always, like, talk about motivation to work out or go to the gym or, you know, body positivity I get a lot too, so I like to always talk about that. I'm sure that will come up in this episode specifically, and yeah, just motivation to, like, live a healthy lifestyle. I feel like I can be a really big nerd on motivation and thinking, like, really deeply about it and, like, why we are the way we are, how we are motivated. Is it from within, intrinsically, extrinsically, externally? So we're just going to be talking about all of that. I'm going to try to stay very organized, stay to my notes this week. I try to take the constructive criticism in a constructive way, you guys, positively. And yeah, so if it's a little bit more shorter and concise, that's on purpose, because I don't want to waste your time, okay? So I think what I should mention first is that I do have episodes similar to this. So if you guys haven't listened to my episode with one of my best friends, Louisa, we talk about exercise, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and yeah, I guess just her, really specifically her journey with all of that, and also her weight loss. So that's like similar, but not exactly what we're gonna be talking about. But obviously, we talk about her in specific and her healthy lifestyle journey. But this is just gonna be more in general and like advice, I guess, I have for you guys. And also, the other episode I would recommend giving a listen to if you haven't already is my episode kind of in the beginning, actually like middle of quarantine during this whole pandemic. It's called How to Stay Motivated During Quarantine. And I got so much positive feedback from you guys on that, because I think, I mean, especially I know during quarantine, everyone feels extra sort of just weird. You know, you're out of your normal routine and maybe like down in the dumps a little bit, a little more unmotivated, less motivated is a better way to put it, than you normally would be. So yeah, I was really happy to talk about it during that time, because I feel like I went through some personal, like finding myself personally during quarantine. Sounds kind of deep, but yeah, I just had some like realizations, like, okay, can I stop making this about me and being selfish and like sad for myself? I am so blessed and have the opportunity to take this time for myself and focus on myself. All we want as human beings is more time to do the things that we wanted to do. And then we get it and we still complain and want to see our friends and be social. So it's like, you're never really going to be happy. You're always going to find something to complain about. So yeah, I would recommend listening to those. But, you know, this is something else I feel like I might start every episode off with you guys. You know, I always talk about something I'm happy about and like a happy quote or idea, phrase. I feel like the quote or idea usually will go with like the theme of my episode too. I like doing that. But I found myself, to be completely honest, this week, and you guys know everyone I feel like is this way, I always feel the worst and the most down about myself or sad when I catch myself comparing myself to others. Isn't that crazy how that works? How comparison can just be the most horrible thing, because it's like you never really know. Like, someone might, their life might look so great, they're in great shape, and you want to be like everything about that person, but like you have no idea what's going on behind closed doors. So I always try to keep myself in check and not compare myself too much, because comparison's just the worst. You're unique. You're exactly who you're supposed to be and in the moment you're supposed to be in life. And so what I'm trying to say is, I felt like I was feeling down, and I'm like, Gretchen, you have had so many blessings and opportunities. In specific, I feel like I was getting really hard on myself with my just workout routine and my fitness journey, I guess you could say. And I'm such a, I'm a very highly motivated, energetic person, I think, to the core of who I am. So I can find myself very like frustrated with myself when I'm like, okay, I want to be here. I want to do this X, Y, and Z. So it's like, why am I not getting there? Why am I not putting in the extra time each day to work out or do this exact type of workout that I want to do to see the results that I want to see? And I think that's also another issue, being sort of results focused instead of like goals focused. Oh my gosh, this is reminding me of a class I took at BU, like being goal focused and goal oriented. That's what it was called, versus kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it. Just your goal should be like just improvement and like the journey of it all sort of thing. So I don't know. I feel like I'm getting kind of confusing. I said I was being concise with you guys and to the point. So this is my mantra. Okay. This is what I'm getting at. I was saying in the beginning of each episode, I think I might start doing a mantra, which I actually Googled to make sure I was saying, like categorizing this as the right phrase. And I think I am. It's like something that you are focusing on or keep saying. Now I Googled that like a couple days ago when I was typing up these notes. So anyway, this is my mantra for this week and right now, and you guys can borrow it and use it in your life as well. Ready? This literally just popped into my brain the other day when I was feeling down about myself, and I was like taking Brody out to go pee or something. This popped into my head, and it's the phrase, you are enough. And I just like heard, was it God? Maybe it was God telling me, a voice inside my head saying, Gretchen, you are enough. Like, wipe away all your worries, put your worries to rest. You are enough, Gretchen. And I want to say that to all of you. You are enough, okay? If you are being hard on yourself because you want to be a better runner and have more defined abs, like maybe that's just what it is for me personally, and I'm just saying what it is for me. Like, you are enough. And it's okay, and you're right where you're supposed to be, and stop comparing yourself to others, and you're beautiful, and your body is exactly how it's supposed to be right now. And I'm all for working at your fitness journey and wanting to be an even healthier person. Like, I'm not saying don't do that, but I just think to be really gentle with yourself. I feel like that's something, like a phrase that's recurring in my episodes, be really gentle for yourself, cut yourself some slack. Obviously, wow, I feel like I'm just being cliche over here. I was about to say, these are unprecedented times, but they are. And so it's like your body kind of is reacting in different ways, and things can be harder than they used to be. So I want to say that to all of you. You are enough. That can be your mantra this week. Carry it with you. I sound like a yoga instructor, but it just made me feel a little bit better, and to not beat myself up if I can't get a workout in a day. Like right now, today is Thursday as I'm recording this. It's going up tomorrow. And I didn't work out yet today. I've been really busy. I was working on a YouTube video I was posting. I was posting an Instagram post, Instagram stories. I just feel like I've been busy, and I want to be gentle with myself. And do I have time later in the day to get a quick yoga in to center my mind, ground myself, stretch out my body after a day of travel yesterday? Not really a day of travel, just a long car ride. Do I have time for that later? Probably. Will I get to it? I don't know. And I'm just going to be gentle with myself and see how the day goes instead of forcing myself or getting into an unhealthy old habit where I felt like my day was structured around my workout. And I think I say that gently and mindfully, because I think you can do it in the right way, but also the wrong way. And I think days where I schedule in and I'm very purposeful with my workout, that's a good thing. And I can get it over with right as I wake up, something like that. But I think if you are interrupting your day and turning down plans and, you know, like sort of disrupting the flow of your day just to get your workout in, or it's like that is the number one priority over everything else in your life, maybe something to like check in with and think about if that's really how you want it to be or something that's healthy in your life. So I don't know. Here we go, getting off track again. So what I'm happy about this week, you guys, I'm stealing this from episodes in the past. I know I said it in the past. I don't want to just keep using the same ones, but truly, and this goes with this week's episode, I'm happy for my health and specifically the ability to move my body and exercise, because that is a gift and not something that everybody has. So we're going to talk about mindset and how you can change your, you know, frame of mind. And I think that helps a lot. And if you recognize how lucky you are to have the ability that you have to move your body in ways that you can, even if you are limited in some way, others always have it worse and are more limited in ways that you aren't. So I think you can start to feel really grateful if you can shift the, I don't want to work out feeling like, into I'm so grateful I get to, then that can be a really big monumental change. And that's exactly what I was just touching on. So this isn't really a quote, but my idea for this week is that you should feel like you get to. And so you change the narrative here. Instead of, I have to work out, I have to go do this, or like, I want to, see, these are the motivations I don't like. I want to look thinner in my bikini. I think that's okay if you want to be the best version of yourself, and that includes maybe losing some weight. And I just, you know, it's a really gray area for me when it's like the bikini body sort of mindset. It's like, okay, we all got bodies here. We can all put on bikinis. If you have a bikini and a body, you have a bikini body. I'm more that sort of mindset of body positivity over here. So I think you can do it in a healthy way where I want to be the best version of myself. I want to exercise for me and sort of focus on how that makes you feel instead of, again, like the goal-oriented physical results from this. But yeah, the idea is that I get to work out, I get to exercise, I get to move my body. This is such a blessing. This is something that I'm so lucky I'm able to do. And when you start to sort of recognize that and feel that way, again, just the narrative changes, and it's not, I have to do this, I'm dreading this. It's like, I get to do this. I remember in college being really, really busy doing class all day, and if I had a break to go to the gym, it's like, oh, this is, you know, the best part of my day. I get to go work out. Or if I had time to go to a SoulCycle class, I mean, I can guarantee you, I remember specifically, those were the best parts of my day, that I could take the time to, honestly, and if you think about it this way, it's like working out is a time for you and a time for you to be selfish. I say that like lightly because it's not selfish to work out. It's, you know, you putting yourself first and prioritizing your health, which everybody should be doing. So I just think if you can take the time for yourself and recognize that this should be a really fun, exciting part of your life, your fitness journey. And again, I've said this 10 times, but realizing that you get to do this instead of you have to, I think it can help a lot. So I just want to talk about with that perspective, because it's like, I mean, I'm sure everyone's perspective about working out and being motivated to work out is so different. And I think just opening up your mind to other people's situations again, and just feeling so grateful for all that you do have. And even if you can't run because you have a physical limitation, you can't run, but you can elliptical, I'm sure other people would like to elliptical and they can't. Or if you can swim, that's great. I remember working through injuries. You guys know I rode for a year in college, and we would have different, you know, physical limitations at times. Couldn't run, I couldn't, you know, erg, I couldn't do like the stairs, whatever it was, but I could swim, and I would do that, and I would love moving my body in that way. So it's like finding what works for you, which I know I'll talk about later. So I think, yeah, just seeing the perspective of other people. Sorry, that's a car driving by right now. I knew this would come up at some point. I'm recording in the car, but guys, honestly, I love when I record my podcast in my car. I feel like the very minimal distractions make these episodes the best ones. I don't know if you guys have listened to like all of mine or just specific ones where I've talked about recording in the car, but I swear they're my best ones and where I feel the most like clear-headed or like clear in my speaking So yeah, maybe this will be really good, or maybe you guys are like, that's really weird and she's recording in the car. But we talked about perspective. So motivation to work out. We all know working out's good, okay? We all know that you should exercise. I'm sure your doctor tells you, oh, like, how's the exercising going? I feel like at one point my OBGYN, to be, we're just getting really open here. I think she was like, so are you like staying active? And I was like, wow, I feel like targeted right now. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like to like spin, do yoga, you know, and we're like talking about it and I'm explaining like what I do. And I'm like, wow, like, ooh, okay, here we are with the questions. But we all know it's good. We all know there's a bajillion benefits of it and we all should. But why and how? And I think the why is what I just said. There's a million benefits of moving your body and exercising. And there's, you know, tons of studies out there. We could all Google it about how you'll have a longer lifespan and a healthier life. And it's just so crazy, you guys, the impact. And I've noticed it so much, the impact of daily, regular, just what's that word that starts with a C? Consistent, that's the word. I was like, current? No. Consistent exercise, what that will do for the rest of your day and the other aspects of your life. It's crazy. I just feel like I've noticed it so much how that daily exercise, whether you're a morning worker outer, exerciser, afternoon, evening, whatever it is that works for you, I just think that really boosts your metabolism, gets your body awake and moving, and it just allows you to focus on the other things during your day. And I think for me, since I've had, you know, regular physical activity in my everyday life for so long, that if I don't work out, I feel like it's sort of that, something that I'm thinking about, or like I literally will have times when I'm in a really good exercise regimen, and if I miss a day or skip a day or whatever it is and I'm not moving around enough, I will not be able to fall asleep at night because I have too much energy. So sometimes it's like, for me, I am just a high energy person and I just gotta let the energy out, or it will come out in other ways, like yelling and being angry at the people that you love when you don't mean it. And you're like, ooh, I just have some steam I have to let off. I got to go like run or something, you know? So I think the real question is, but okay, I know working out's good. Okay. That's like step one. But then how do I get myself to work out? And like, how am I motivated? Like, what is it for me, Gretchen? Like, I know you say I get to work out. I get it. But like, that's not really enough for me. Like, how can I be motivated here? So this is where I'm going to be a nerd, okay? So intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. I just remember this from a class I took at BU. I swear we were talking about it maybe in like organizational behavior. And just basically the idea is your long-term, I guess, success with a fitness journey, or your long-term, I guess, yeah, success, I guess is the word I could use, in motivating yourself and being consistently motivated and finding what that is for you, is finding that internally or intrinsically, I think is what it's called, and not external forms of motivation. So I think that what that can look like is being externally motivated by a trainer, even though that really does help with motivation. Someone, for me, I honestly love if someone or a coach or an instructor or trainer, whatever, is like yelling in my face, like, come on, Gretchen, you can do it. That like amps me up and I like it. For other people, it's just everyone's so different. It's so interesting. My twin sister makes a lot of sense. We're very opposite human beings. She hates, like, she honestly doesn't even really like working out with other people. And if someone's like cheering her on or yelling for her, she doesn't like it. She wants to be left alone. She wants to be in her zone doing her own thing. And I love having people yell for me, and it encourages me. But I mean, that aside, you cannot have your main motivation be external, and from your mom or your dad or your doctor or me telling you or a friend, a workout buddy is something that is really, really helpful, but you have to find what it is for you on the inside, internally. Like, what is it for you that makes exercising enjoyable and makes your fitness journey something that you prioritize in your life? Because that's when it's going to click in your mindset, and when it's going to be easy. Well, not easy. It's never easy. It's going to be easier to have that be a consistent thing in your lifestyle. So I think for me, if you guys want me to share with you what it is for me, I think it's focusing on how I feel after I work out. And I know I've talked about this before, on physically how I feel, but also mentally the leaps and bounds that it makes for me mentally. Because It helps my mindset so much. It clears my mind. I know my body is going to feel more like stretched out and limber, maybe is a phrase I will use. And I just feel so much better. I'm in such a good mood after I work out mentally. I swear it helps me even more than physically. And so that's what it is for me. And knowing, you know, throughout the past, how old am I? 23? However many years and years and years, I will say that I've worked out, how much that's helped me and been a constant in my life. I think that's something else. If you're someone like me who isn't really good with change or is afraid of change or just struggles with that a bit, if you have this consistent workout in your morning or evening routine, afternoon routine, a routine, a constant in your life, that helps a lot. And I think all the routines that you have yourself in will just help with that and feeling like you have your life together a little bit. So working out is something like that for me as well. And I think I feel like I get a lot of questions like, Gretchen, how am I supposed to work on being happy and healthy and fit and confident in who I am? And I think, again, that's like finding that internal motivation and having it fulfill you in a way that isn't like externally gratifying, is that the word? Or focused on the physical benefits and more the mental and the internal, if that makes sense. So I'm catching myself, you guys. Do you catch me and keep me on my toes and give me good constructive criticism? I got a comment saying, when I'm like, does that make sense? Or do you guys know what I'm saying? They're like, you are sort of like downplaying what you just said because you're like asking if this makes sense. But sometimes I truly am like, oh wow, I just don't even know if what I'm saying makes sense. So I'm not trying to downplay what I just said because I wholeheartedly believe everything I just said. And something else I wanted to say, you guys, is that I wanted to talk about habit and being, you know, having working out being like a habitual thing in your life, being, again, just in your routine. And I just think about the times in my life where working out has been very just very structured is a good way to put it, and very like strategic in my day, scheduled in a way that will make sense for me. And when I've been on my like fitness grind and been really consistent with it, I just think about how much easier it was to stick to it because I was so consistent and I knew every day at this time, or even if it was different days, like every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I was going to do this yoga, whatever it looks like. So that just makes me think about habit and how in my head, you guys, maybe you're with me too, I always thought that a habit was formed in 21 days. I thought that's what I always heard, or 20 something days, is it 30 days a month? I've heard that if you want to form a habit, you make yourself do it for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever it is, and then it like becomes a habit and it's easier. But you know what Google told me? I wanted to fact check this before this episode. I Googled how long does it take to form a habit, and Google told me 66 days. So I'm like, what? Is this like two or three times longer than I thought it was? Maybe it is. So what do you guys think? How long does it take to form a habit for you? Or what have you always thought? You guys can comment on my most recent Instagram photo on the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram. If you comment on there, little side note, that's the best way for you guys to get in touch with me or give me feedback, because I always see those comments. So it's HAPPYHR Podcast on Instagram. Happy HR Podcast on Instagram. And I know I touched on like mental versus physical benefits, but yeah, really with me, it's like, I just know mentally how much better I feel when I'm working out, and I try to separate it. It's not like I only feel good about myself if I'm working out like in my head, so I have to. It's more like, wow, whenever I get a workout in the morning, I am so grounded. I feel like I have such a clear mind to go through the rest of the day. It wakes me up. It's just such a good start to my day. And that's sort of how I frame it in my head. But you guys, I wanted to move on and talk about living a healthy lifestyle. And I know immediately I think of, okay, so we have the workout part, the exercise, but the living a healthy lifestyle, I honestly firmly believe this too. You know how you hear it's like 80-20, 80% the kitchen, what you're eating, and 20% working out. I would say, I don't know if I would say it's 80-20, maybe I would say like 70-30 or like 60-40, something like that. I think working out definitely is necessary and can really impact the way your body feels and changes in looks and your fitness journey. But I think eating is so necessary, like a very necessary component. And if you are working out 24/7 but not focusing on your nutrition, you're not going to see the changes that you want. So healthy eating, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. I've talked about this before, so this is like the main overarching thing I want to say about food, and I don't know if you don't want to hear it because it's what I said about working out, but just focusing on how you feel, F-E-E-L in caps, okay? Because when you start focusing on food that makes you feel good after you eat it, while you're eating it, and not like mentally, oh, I didn't feel good that I just ate that chocolate cupcake, whatever. It's like, no. How does your body feel? How is it performing in your workouts after you eat that food? How is your energy levels throughout the day? How does your stomach feel? How is your digestion? If you're focusing on that and you're being really honest with yourself, eating, like, I'm not kidding, I will say this, my freshman year of high school, before I knew anything about nutrition, I would eat a cinnamon roll and like a brownie every day for breakfast because I could, and I had a fast metabolism and I didn't know anything about nutrition. But guess what? I would like have a sugar crash probably a couple hours later. Wouldn't last me throughout the day. I was probably hungry an hour later and I felt like crap. So when I started focusing on how I felt and, you know, learning about how important fruits and vegetables and wholesome foods and complex carbohydrates are in your diet, I was like, oh, wow, no wonder eating a cinnamon roll for breakfast every day isn't really working for me. So completely related to what I was just talking to you guys all about food and focusing on food that makes you feel good, eating food that makes you feel good, the emphasis. I wanted to talk to you guys about Daily Harvest, especially if you haven't heard about it before. I feel like personally, I'm just always looking for ways to simplify my life and my meals. So skipping the meal prep and keeping things easy with Daily Harvest is so nice, you guys. Daily Harvest is really a lifesaver because it just, you know, gets the guessing game out of it. It just keeps my kitchen and therefore my meals stocked with clean, delicious food that's built on real fruits and veggies, not like junk. I actually know that Daily Harvest is farm right to frozen, so it locks in their peak nutrients and their taste. And they have smoothies, harvest bowls. I know they also have flatbreads and a new plant-based ice cream that I haven't tried. I really want to try the mint and dark cocoa cacao chip one because that's my favorite smoothie, if you guys remember the mint and cocoa one. And they literally are ready in minutes, and I swear I can always do it in like 3 or 5 minutes is usually what it says on the package. So it's so quick. Seriously, guys, just keep it simple this summer with me and with Daily Harvest. And you can go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code HAPPYHOUR to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code HAPPYHOUR for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. If you haven't tried before, now could be a great time, and really goes with what I was saying on focusing on food that makes you feel good, the wholesome fruit, veggie based, just smoothies, harvest bowls make me feel great, and it's just so easy. So that's why I knew I had to tell you guys about that right now. Back to food. Like I said, I think that living a healthy lifestyle really isn't just food. I know it can sound that way sometimes, and I think what it can also really be is making difficult decisions and making decisions for yourself and prioritizing yourself and your health and your well-being and sort of like these values and expectations that you've held yourself to and that you've set up yourself for, and sticking to that even when it isn't easy. So what this can look like is prioritizing your health over maybe, I was gonna say your social life. No, because a part of your health and a healthy balanced life is your social life. But sometimes I know I can think back to times in college where it was like going out and, you know, I shouldn't use the phrase binge drinking, but drinking maybe too much, one too many cocktails wasn't what was going to be the best for me or have me feeling the best the next day, maybe ruining my productive day or making me feel not so great for, I don't know, whatever I had planned that day, whatever I had planned for myself and what I want to do to be the best version of myself. It's like sometimes you can make these difficult decisions to prioritize your health, and that can look like prioritizing your sleep, because we all know how important sleep is in this health and fitness journey. Prioritizing your hydration. It's like drinking will immediately dehydrate you. So maybe it's just being really mindful with that, and with every, I don't know, alcoholic drink you have, it's having a glass of water and just always being mindful and thinking of these things and sort of letting yourself slip off the bandwagon or like jump off your train of healthy living and sort of giving up. And I think, again, it's just the values and prioritizing your priorities that you have made even when it's not easy. And I think that your character, your dedication, your, I think about in sports, what would we call it? Your like tenacity, your grittiness, your toughness just really shows in the moments where it's hard. Not when it's easy, not when you don't have much going on. Say during quarantine, for example, if you start your fitness journey and you're like, I want to run or walk 3 times a week and you can do it and you have the time, and then you start your job back up and maybe you can start seeing some of your family and friends, whatever that looks like, and it's more difficult and you have to find that dedication and that like willpower because maybe you're more tired from working again or whatever that is. You know, that's just like one specific example that I could think of. And so, you know what this reminds me of? I've talked about this before, but those Rachel Hollis books, if you guys know her, I'm sure you guys know, or maybe if you don't know, basically she talks about, I don't even know if I finished the one that I read, but I watch, I listened. Oh my gosh, am I okay? I read most of it. And basically it talks about how making a promise to yourself should be that much, if not more important to you than the promises you make to friends and family and stuff. And that really got me thinking. It's like, wow, you make all these promises to your family in your life that you keep because they mean a lot to you and you love them and your friends and your coworkers, whatever that looks like. You make these promises to be there for them, to do whatever it is for them. And then it's like simple things. Like you make a promise to yourself that you are going to start going to bed earlier. And maybe that looks like 11 p.m. for you instead of 2 a.m. And you make a promise, I'm going to start drinking more water. And you make a promise, I am going to start my fitness journey and work out 3 days a week, even if that's just a walk with my dog or some stretching, something like that. And then it's like you get so busy prioritizing these promises to others and you forget about the promises you make to yourself. But those promises should be even more important because it's focusing on yourself and your health and being the best you, and you need to be that best version of you to be the best version for the other people in your life. So yeah, that just makes me think of her book. I remember she gave an example how she wanted to start running, maybe it was 1 mile every day, and she promised her friends she was going to go out to like dinner and drinks with them. And I think after she got home, she like went down in the basement and ran 1 mile on her treadmill. And I think her friends heard and they were like, what, why would you do that? That's crazy. And she said, because I made a promise to myself and I wasn't going to compromise and I didn't have time for it earlier in the day. So I knew it was going to happen. Like I made it happen sort of thing. And I think you can find nice compromises like that where it's like, oh, not like, oh, I have to cancel these plans or I can't do this or that because I have to work out. It's like, it's so important to me that I'll make the time for it sort of thing instead of Netflix or other alternatives. So I just think that your fitness, your health journey is never going to be a cakewalk. And I know some people can make it look that way, or I see people on social media and I'm like, wow, it's so easy for them. Or like, you know, these fitness trainers, instructors, I'm like, they work out all day long. It's so easy for them. How do they do it? Where is this crazy energy coming from? I don't know. And I think just remembering that a fitness, healthy lifestyle journey, remembering that it's so, so, so very gradual can help, and that it's okay to not see change quickly. You 99% of the time won't. It just happens over time. And I think that thinking about, because for me, this is what it is for me, being okay with mental change and the mental benefits being good enough. Because if I'm being honest, in the past couple years, I wouldn't say that I've seen like crazy changes and improvements in my body physically from my workout regimen or the exercises I do. But that's a-okay with me because I'm not goal-oriented and results-oriented and focused on, oh, I just want, and there's times, and don't get me wrong, like I can get hard on myself and slip up and turn this way when there's times I'm like, oh, I just want my biceps to be more defined. Like, come on, I'm doing the arm weights. Like, why am I not seeing results? Or I did abs for like 2 days. Like, where are my abs? I find myself doing that sometimes. Or I ran a couple of days. Like, why am I not faster now already? Like, what's going on? But I think when you shift away from seeing, just wanting to see the results, and you shift towards a, I want to do this for me, and mentally I feel so good, and it's something that I'm so proud of myself that I'm sticking with. It's sort of challenging myself, and it's good. I know that this is something that's so good for my health and something that's so good for me personally, and seeing the changes mentally in my life is good enough. And I know if there's physical results that I'm working for, they will come over time, and being okay with that. So yeah. And what I know I wanted to say this because I didn't earlier, back to the workouts. Obviously, being active and getting a workout in can look like so many things. I was saying earlier that I would talk about it, so now we're talking about it. How it's not just like getting in a crazy gym sesh. I think those days are over of people thinking that that's like the only way to work out. I think nowadays there's so many ways to get moving and get active and feel good about moving your body in a certain way. So this actually reminds me of an episode I had, you guys, in my episode about staying active on vacation. It came out at the worst time because I remember recording it before the pandemic, and then it came out and I'm like, hey, no one's traveling anymore. But I just thought it would be so interesting, and I feel like I've always gotten questions about staying active on vacation and while traveling and sort of prioritizing, you know, your healthy lifestyle while you're traveling because your routine really gets thrown out the window. So something that I really focused on is moving your body in any way that you can at any moment. And it doesn't just have to be traditional ways that you think about exercising. So like I said in this vacation episode, when you are traveling, it can be things like hiking, swimming. I feel like those are things that naturally come up if you are traveling the world. But also little simple things like playing with your dog, or just literally think of any way that you are like moving around, doing like chores around the house, or like mowing the lawn, I don't know, cleaning the gutters. It's like you are getting your heart rate up and you're moving, and I'm sure that you will feel more awake and refreshed after doing that instead of nothing at all. It's like something is always better than nothing, and I never want anyone to compare themselves. LOL, as I'm talking earlier about how bad comparison is, but seriously, to me or others, and I find myself doing this, I'm not perfect, of, oh my gosh, this person just showed that they ran a half marathon, like, I couldn't do that, and thinking that my only 20 minutes today that I had to do a little run because I was having a long drive, my 20 minutes to run or my 20 minute walk with Brody, like, that's not enough. It is enough, and it's okay, and that's better than nothing. So we all know, like, yoga, running, spin classes, cardio of any kind, swimming, the elliptical, strength training, bar workouts. I feel like I'm just, you know, rapid fire thinking of a bunch of different workouts. The list goes on and on, obviously, forever. There's so many different types of workouts. But it really is, and I'm going to sound cliche again, but I just, in my opinion and experience, it really is finding what works for you specifically and personally. And it's like thinking about how you feel during and after those workouts. And for me, again, I just focus on the mental and how I'm feeling mentally about it. And if I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, I feel like nauseous when I do this kind of workout and I'm going to be sick and this is like sort of too much for me and not my forte. Honestly, for me, that sounds like strength training because it's something that I've always wanted to get into. And maybe it's just because I'm not good at it and I don't have much experience with it. And I'm sort of back and forth on it because I like it because it's new and different and challenging for me and I'm not good at it. So I like the challenge. But after strength training workouts, I would always have to like lay down on the couch for an hour and I'd feel sort of nauseous. So it's like listening to my body and knowing like, okay, I don't think I'm ever going to be like an Olympic weightlifter and this crazy beast at strength training and so amazing at it where I'm doing it every day, but that's okay. And that's just maybe not my thing. And sort of running too, I can see in that vein, because I love that it challenges me, but I'm not an amazing strong runner. I think there were times in my life in the past that I was a really strong runner, but I like it because it challenges me, and I sort of do it here and there, like supplementally, maybe is the phrase, to my other workouts, just to mix it up and keep it interesting and push myself, because I can find myself getting really complacent or comfortable with workouts that I love and I'm comfortable with, like spinning on a bike. I could feel like I could spin with my eyes closed because I love it so much, but then I'm like, you know what, Gretchen, be okay with that and you are enough, my mantra, because even if you're just spinning all the time and you are like mad at yourself that you're not switching it up and doing other workouts, that's okay. Be gentle with yourself. Spinning is something that comes so naturally and something that you enjoy. And it literally just brings me so much joy and makes me so happy. I think a big part of it too is the music. I just love finding different music to spin to and spinning to music that I really like. And so it's just such a happy thing for me and makes me in such a good mood. Like half the time I don't even think of it as exercise. So it's like, if you can find something like that for you, whether it's spin or whatever it is, it's like, do that because you've found like your forte over here. Or yoga. I just love yoga so much. I've always loved yoga, how it's so slow moving, because I'm someone that, as you guys have heard and can probably tell, very high energy, like very talkative and go, 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 very quick. So yoga is something that forces me to slow down, close my eyes, focus in with myself, feel very grounded. And just again, yeah, at the end of yoga, I just feel amazing. Like my body feels so stretched out and limber, and my back feels better, and my knee doesn't hurt as much because I'm focusing on my flexibility and things like that. So I just love yoga and spin. Those are my personal favorites. Other things that, you know, bar to me is like similar to strength training because it's very small endurance sort of strength moves, but a little bit, I think, easier for me than something like lifting weights in a gym. That's just so hard for me. Guys, watch me get really into like lifting weights when I go into my next chapter of life in Pennsylvania. I just feel like I'm going to be a whole new person there and my life's going to be so different. And it's like, okay, Gretchen, you're still you, relax. But it's just, I just wanted to make that point, how all those different forms of exercise really differ for me. And that might be how exercise is for you. Like different forms of exercise are different, and maybe some induce stress and don't do that, and some maybe relieve stress and make you feel better. Focus on those. So it really is finding what it is for you, not to sound cliche, and I wanted to explain that more, which is what I just did. So yeah, I really just wanted to keep this short, you guys, because I don't want to jibber jabber on forever and take up your time, because I just know that those are my ideas on staying motivated and finding that motivation within and just living a healthy lifestyle. I feel like I spoke briefly on prioritizing what you've made your priorities and your values for your health and your well-being. And, you know, it's so much easier said than done. And it's like, okay, obviously hindsight's 2020, and I wish I could go back to college and, you know, some nights stay in or go to bed a little bit earlier, things like that. But just remember what I said about Rachel Hollis books, what she says about sticking to the promises that you make to yourself even more than you stick to promises you made to others, because you have to be the best version of you to be the best version of yourself for others. And yeah, I think everyone could sort of relate to that. So that is how I personally hope this, I hope this shared some values and wisdom for you guys. It's how I have always stayed motivated to work out. And oh, I just, yeah, like I want to do yoga later now because I just feel so much better. Like my body feels good. My head feels clear. Everything's good when I have a workout in, and all my problems, you know, literally have to take the back seat for a second because I'm focused on something else. I think that's a part of working out too, is like you are just doing something that's challenging and hard, and that's what you're focused on. So all of your other problems sort of have to take the back seat for a second, and it's good. It's good for your mental health. So yeah, that's my tips on how to stay motivated to work out, how to live a healthy lifestyle. If you guys want to hear more about this, again, comment on my Happy Hour Podcast Instagram post and let me know your thoughts. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I personally love recording these podcasts. It's so much fun for me and really an outlet. And recording this podcast for me is sort of like working out in a way. All my other priorities or things that I'm worrying about today are taking a back seat because I'm busy chatting with you guys. So yes, this is like literally the same sort of endorphins I feel like for me as working out is. I didn't even say that, but obviously for me working out, I feel like releases so many endorphins, and it's just, you feel amazing. So yes, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I will catch you in my next one. Bye.